Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire LLC, if you will.
Thought the LLC was last.
Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
We mentioned lightning, the quickening, right? Immortals.
Yep. You brought me up to speed on it.
Okay.
You're not familiar with Highlander?
I said Outlander, and then Zoolander.
Right. So, no, he had two of the wrong Landers.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I sort of gave him the cliff explanation of Highlander,
okay,
which was there's some immortals that run around with swords, cutting each other's heads off, and when they do, they absorb their power, and then the idea is that there can be only one.
Yep. Until that one does really well, and then they start making sequels.
Right.
Yep. And TV shows. Mm.
Right.
And cartoons.
Right.
Yeah.
So apparently the United States has the Statue of Quickening.
Go on.
Well, everybody's all like on the eclipse thing. Right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Okay.
Now, end of the world tomorrow.
I saw an eclipse. I don't remember when it was, like 91 or 92 maybe. I was taking welding at the time, and I was on a Job Corps center. And so there's a whole bunch of other trades going on, carpentry, electricians, you know, all that kind of stuff. But they all came down to the welding shop for the eclipse because we actually spent the whole morning preparing the welding hoods with the proper lenses
okay.
to look at the eclipse.
I was going to say, normal welding lenses are not good enough and you can damage yourself.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So it was the specifically the like the not the Megan TIG, but I'm trying to remember the other the stick welding
okay.
hoods. So anyway, yeah, we pulled all the lenses out, put the right lenses in that didn't have them already, busted out spare helmets, busted out our own helmets. We still didn't have enough. So it was like a whole bunch of people standing outside staring at the sky, moving helmets from head to head every so often. It was comical at best watching this go on. And it was really anticlimactic. I'm looking through my helmet. I'm looking at this thing and like, oh, yep, okay, there it is. And okay, now I'm passing
and
my helmet.
It's gone.
And it's
and
gone.
Like, I didn't feel anything. I wasn't like in awe. I wasn't starstruck. I wasn't like,
there was no emotional connection.
I didn't have a religious experience about it or anything.
We weren't stuck in traffic.
No, I was just like, can I have my helmet back? I got some welding to do, man.
You know, back to work.
There was one when I was in elementary school and I had a similar experience minus the welding helmets. Right? Yeah. We got the cardboard pinhole, whatever thing.
Oh, look on the ground? Or
you can still look up at it. It was, you know, you bought the lenses or they came with a cereal box or I don't remember how I got it because I was a kid. But again, there was no emotional attachment to it at all. Yeah. Like I didn't get excited. I'm not chasing them down.
I plan to look through a CD, not the middle, but the silver part.
Okay.
You can look through a CD.
You plan to do that?
I plan to do that, yeah.
Okay.
I don't have glasses or goggles or welding.
I think at the time helmets. It passes in New Hampshire, I'm going to be behind my desk at work.
Mm.
I might be on my lunch break. And I'm not going to go outside.
When is it? Monday?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay.
Mm. Right. Like 2:30 in the afternoon.
See, I'm not even paying attention to it. So.
Well, it's everywhere.
Yeah. So how did we get on this? Oh, yeah. Everybody's...
The quickening.
The quickening.
Yeah, everybody's talking Statue about the eclipse or whatever. And now everybody's like looking out for weird stuff. Right?
Earthquakes.
Because people so want like a bunch of like conspiracy theory, weird stuff to happen that now they're looking for it. Right? And so... apparently.
It's climate change. That's what causes the eclipse.
Yeah, I think that is. Yeah.
That's what Greta Thunberg was protesting.
Greta Thunderpants.
She got arrested.
She did, twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Detained twice. Although, I was watching the video of at least, you know, it was like two cops dragging her by the arms.
Oh, I see. Right?
And she's like off the ground. So like,
it's a publicity stunt.
And then
she pulled her legs up.
And then, it looked like she pulled her legs up. And then also when they put her on the bus, she just kind of like got in and walked all the way to the back, like as if
planned,
like, you know, cut, right? You know, like the director yelled cut and she just, you know, continued walking in. It wasn't like, she wasn't like resisting in any way, shape or form. And she didn't turn around to be like, you guys suck or anything all like that, you know? So I don't know.
Well, I'll throw this out there then. We may not agree with her point of view, but she's still a better activist than you. She believes in the cause. She goes out and gets arrested for it multiple times.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, if that's what you want to quantify, you know, the number of arrests a person has as a good activist.
I mean, civil disobedience was a big deal in Keene for a long time.
Totally, absolutely. But I don't know that, you know, the number of arrests is a good barometer for how good an activist somebody is.
If you're going out there doing civil disobedience, you're going to get arrested.
She's obviously better than, well, all of us sitting here anyway, because, like, everybody knows her name and her face.
There you go.
So there's that.
And she's a boy.
She's a lady. whoa, she's a lady. Anyway, so I saw this photo come across my feed, and it's a pretty kick-ass photo of the Statue of Liberty, and it's all sort of grayed out because it's like a rainy, cloudy day. And, like, some photographer caught this excellent lightning bolt hitting the flame atop the... you know, the Statue of Liberty.
And it didn't light it.
Right? Well, it looks lit in this photo. Okay. What generation is the meekest?
Right now, the latest.
And do they have a name? Do we call them a thing?
Gen Z or Gen Alpha?
Gen Alpha is a
new
generation?
Who decided to start it at X? Right, that was dumb to begin with.
And then there was no Gen... Was there a Gen Y?
Yeah.
And then Gen Z?
And then Millennials?
Millennials.
Yeah.
So they skipped a letter. There were no letters.
Right, yeah.
They went from Y to Millennials.
Yeah, Millennials. No,
then
Z,
and then they started over at the beginning of the alphabet.
Right. Oh,
the problem is they started at X.
Right.
So they got X, Y, Z, and some of Millennials and Zennials in
who's
there.
Who's the people who decide these things?
Decide the labels?
Yeah.
The media.
And also the years of separation.
25 years, I think?
No, it's like 14 years.
14?
Because when I grew up, none of this existed. Like, sure, some people were referred to as baby boomers, like my parents, for example.
Yeah. That was like 50s through 70s.
Right, because it was, you know, during the war.
The baby boom.
A lot of people were doing the FCCing, and pregnancies happened.
After the war.
And so there was a boom, if you will.
During the war, it was just in foreign countries.
Right. And so it was an influx, a large increase in the number of babies and thus the population. So hence the name. Like, I always understood that one. But, like, that was the only one that existed. There was no Gen X when I was growing up. That label came, like, two decades later.
Well, because you guys were degenerates.
What do you mean?
Gen X?
Describe degenerates. Or define.
Well.
Because I'm not sure I agree with you or not.
Okay.
Because I don't know the definition of degenerate.
I'll check the magic rectangle.
I'll let him do the magic rectangle.
Steve, go to the magic rectangle.
I'm going to the magic rectangle.
But I'm going to generally say pushing back against normalcy.
That's my entire life, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And I don't
and
know.
And so X is always like the anti-symbol, right?
Like Malcolm?
Sure.
Okay.
Or whatever. I mean, whatever. But that's usually the anti-symbol, right? You cross something out. It's like a big old X over it.
Yeah.
And your generation pushing back against normalcy of the time, right? Common practices, you know, two-parent households and normal music and dressing
professionally. That's all very true. Yeah. Do you know why?
Why you did that?
Yeah.
No clue. I wasn't there.
Uh-oh, because
you got the label.
They had us all convinced we were going to die any day.
Oh, okay.
Right?
That's fine. Ozone.
Like
the ozone layer.
Like at first it was the Russians, then it was the nukes.
The Russians,
Then it was the Russian nukes, right?
Yeah.
And like they're like, it could happen any day. We were doing drills, right? Yeah. In school. Like, and it's like a tornado drill. Like,
get under
your desk, like that's gonna stop, like that's gonna keep you alive from a nuke dropping on us, right? But no, they had us convinced that like at any minute we could all die. And so Gen X, and I'm speaking for a whole generation, which I shouldn't do.
You're on the radio, they're not.
But so like, you know, they were like, we're going to live for today. Screw tomorrow. Like, we're going to party now. We're going to have a good time now. We're going to do all the drugs. We're going to do all the rock and roll. We're going to do all the sex. We're going to do all the things, right? Because who knows? You know, we might not be here tomorrow. And then...
Perfectly acceptable.
And then none of that happened.
Yeah.
And now there's a bunch of Gen Xers who are like, man, I never expected to make it to, like, 50.
They didn't promise that. So degenerate, if we want to look this up, Magic Rectangle says... having lost the physical, mental, or moral qualities considered normal and desirable, showing evidence of decline.
Degenerates, according to at least the boomers of that time.
Well,
Gen X parents, right?
They were the norm.
Right, they were the norm, and we were the degenerates according to them. Right,
right.
Yes.
And so you got the label. That's how you got the label, and according to you, acted accordingly, right? Like, well-deserving of that label.
Seems accurate. Yeah.
Okay.
Degeneration X.
Degeneration X. Nice.
That's a wrestling group. I'll throw up the X.
All right. Well done. Put your arms down. You're losing friends.
I don't care. I'll give you the X crop chop.
Isn't Johnny Gargano part of the Generation X?
No, he's part of the fake one that they're rebooting.
Okay.
The fake one?
Oh man, you really want to get into this?
No, I got to work on Wednesday.
This is like wrestling storylines. Talk to you during the break.
Okay, yeah. All right, that's fine. anyway, USA Today put out an article about the lightning hitting the Statue of Liberty. She's electric. Watch lightning strike the Statue of Liberty emerge from her torch. So a lot has been going on in New York City this week, just 2 days before a powerful earthquake rattled the city and areas around it all the way to Philadelphia on Friday morning. A severe storm hit the city and brought strong, damaging winds, heavy rain, and flashes of lightning. Our number two story today.
Oh, we have a number two story.
Oh, is this about the U.S. dollar?
We actually, we have a couple of number two
stories. The double flush.
It could be a double flush. We're going to start with FDA warning over gut-boosting pills that contain other people's poo amid links to deadly bacterial infections.
Okay.
What can go wrong?
I feel like this has partially been covered in the past.
That's a run-on sentence, and this is from April of 2024. So,
that's this month.
Yep. That's a couple days
ago. And
the
6th, so that's yesterday.
Well, I mean, okay. So
I also feel like the other number two story was covered as well, but I looked at the date, and it's also like yesterday.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying it's new, it's not a new story. I'm saying I've heard like things like this in the past.
And we may have covered it before. I don't know.
They've done, you know, the fecal transfusions, right? They take someone else's poop and put it in where your poop's supposed to be.
Why would you do that?
Because the microbes and the probiotics in there are different. And so it's supposed to be a health transfer. Wow.
You might not. This is the article.
Okay.
You might not think that eating poo sounds like a good idea.
No.
Generally, no.
You might not think that.
Unless you're a beagle.
But put it in pill form.
Oh, yeah, I'll take a pill.
But it is, in fact, an emerging and even popular wellness trend.
Okay. So was drinking your own urine for a while.
Yeah. yes, the new frontier of the gut health craze involves taking pills that contain other people's fecal matter.
Let me interject real quick, because another thing that I read recently was kombucha acts as a fat burner without the exercise.
I've heard that it helps in weight loss.
Right.
Because it's a brewed thing.
Well, and it's the probiotics and the microbes in there.
Right.
Like acts as a fat burner without having to do anything else except drink the kombucha. So
that
probably doesn't taste like poo.
But I don't know like how true that is. Like I know a bunch of people who are fans of kombucha.
Okay.
Kombucha. But like, you know, I didn't notice any weight loss.
They might not have been doing it. You know, it's probably one of those things like as a part of your daily weight loss regimen.
I know people who like, you know, they're into working out a bunch. They do a bunch of cardio, right? Yeah. That kind of stuff. They do the kombucha, but they also do other things. They're on, you know, keto or whatever, you know, they're doing other stuff. So
I'm just saying, if you're trying to get healthy, maybe do that before you eat the poop.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. It depends on your goals.
Sure.
Who's the doctor, okay?
Who's the doctor here, Rich?
Who's the barber?
Take whatever medical advice you want. I have drinking kombucha, and I don't want to taste any more poop.
Yeah. No. Certainly not. The New Frontier Health Gut Craze.
At least they're pills, not chewables.
Oh, gosh. My God.
Swallow that.
Is there a picture? Are they brown pills?
The brown pill.
Oh, man, there is a picture.
You got to put it in the cellular thing yourself and spill a little bit on your fingers.
No, in a chewable tablet.
Oh, no, they don't show a picture of... they don't show a picture of the pills. They show a picture of...
Flintstones brand for
kids.
No,
it's like the medical... I'm going to call these syringes.
Oh.
But they're not syringes. They're, you know, they're what they...
Like a turkey baster?
The caption of this photo reads, "This is an example of what FMT in an enema or colonoscopy form looks like when used in a hospital setting." So it's just what it looks like when they withdraw the poo. So I can't really get more descriptive than that.
Can I get paid to donate my poo?
It only if you drink kombucha.
Man,
okay.
If you could, then we are all 3D printers.
You're going to be a millionaire.
I didn't even know about.
How much are they offering?
For this, what did that guy do for
that this guy microbes?
That guy didn't do S for a living. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
And that's all he did. Hey, if you can be an Instagram influencer, I could be a poop provider.
There's a guy. So back in the day, I rented a house with like a bunch of musicians so that we could all become rock stars, which never happened. We rented the house, but the rock star part never happened. But we all partied like rock stars while we were there. One of the guys, his nickname was S Machine, except
okay.
the word, not the,
word,
the letter.
Yes.
Because, like, you know, it'd be about time for you to use the John.
He always beat you.
And the other guy's in there already. Like, dude, how long are you going to be? I don't know, man. Like, you know. And it happened to, like, if it was four people in the house, it happened to the other three almost daily. So the FDA approved this first of its kind treatment last year, fueling the fire of at-home fecal transplant fanatics.
There's fanatics?
Yeah.
How big is that group on Facebook?
There's a link to it, too. I got to see this.
I got my California sample right here, man.
Fanatics.
Unvaxxed poo.
You know.
Have you gotten all your shots, bro?
All 12 of them.
I was thinking this story sounded familiar.
That's what I said in the beginning.
But, like, it's. I think we covered this other story that's
linked.
That was linked in it.
Okay.
To homemade fecal transplants. From my husband, cured my ulcerative colitis after 15 years of pain.
At least that's keeping it in the family.
But
that's as locally sourced as it gets.
I don't know why they're calling these people fanatics. And, like, they made it sound like I was going to be linked to, like, you thought a Facebook group or something, but no.
It is the Food and Drug Administration.gov.
Administration. So they just administer. They don't regulate.
Got it. All right.
They might administer the regulation. I'm not sure how that works. But at any rate.
You have to get someone from the FDA to come and do the transfer for you? We've got a hospital setting in the van out back.
Of course you do. I would
just come this way. Right this way, sir.
The van says free candy.
I really want a van. I want the rape van, and I'm just going to spray paint free candy on the side of it.
Why?
What? Because it's funny, number one, and then I'll just have like a bucket of lollipops just in case someone actually calls me on it. Sucker.
Sucker. All right. Now health officials have raised the alarm about a company buying and selling poop and FMT products. Human Microbes claims that its products manufactured from its pool of poo super donors. Super donors.
Super duper.
Super, super, super duper pooper scooper.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Might help you cure your ailments in the comfort of your own home. But the U.S.
Or
FDA,
you might die.
Right, yeah. Hey, this might cure you. Or you might die. What do you think?
Flip side effects include death by Ebola.
The FDA has issued a stark warning against Human Microbes, so they're going after this organization specifically, not the whole industry.
The whole? They're not going after the whole?
The whole industry? Yeah, we'll be wiping that up later. Citing their products aren't regulated and that they make false claims that could harm consumers. The FDA's letter said the company's products are not sufficiently screened before being sold to customers, and therefore represent significant safety concerns.
What is the FDA doing then? If they approved it.
Yeah, why would they approve it if there's... Yeah.
Like, I'm not for the FDA, right? But if they're making the claim that, no, this is okay.
Oh, they didn't approve this specific the organizations. They approved...
The category?
The category, right? And so okay. Human Microbes products are made by taking healthy donor poo, mixing it with saline, and thickeners like maltodextrin, putting it into capsules or enemas.
What kind of healthy poo doesn't need a thickener?
Human Microbes shared on a company
a
YouTube
capsule.
Video. They shared their
YouTube
technique.
Allows this? Okay.
I am surprised that they shared it on a company YouTube video. The FDA-approved FMT treatment called Rebiota. That's right.
Now they're just making up words.
But their manufacturing process is done in a lab regulated by the FDA and sold by prescription to be used under medical supervision. Human Microbes products are available for purchase outside of that structure.
Okay.
It's a free market instead of a regulated market. Right?
All right.
They didn't jump through. They didn't get a license for their poo pills.
I only want the FDA approved poo pills.
I don't want either, actually.
Okay.
But that's just me.
If you had to pick.
I'd take the unregulated.
Okay.
Human
it's
Microbes.
Not GMO.
Human Microbes. It's not GMO. Jesus. Wow. The puns are endless here. Human Microbes provides the ingredients to you via DIY.
Wait, the ingredients?
FMT.
They don't just give you the pill? You got to compile this yourself?
I'm just reading what's in front of me.
They give you the source code you have to compile?
Yeah. Human Microbes provides the ingredients for you to DIY FMT with oversight,
a lot of acronyms.
With oversight from your doctor, its website reads. FMT, that's fecal matter treatment, I believe,
okay.
Has generally been done as a medical procedure in a hospital, but since you can get better results and lower costs from the comfort of your own home, that seems like the optimal choice.
I mean, hospital bills is going to be expensive.
Yeah. In order for Human Microbes to continue selling products, they would have to go through the FDA's regulatory process.
Yeah.
Black market FMT dealers just hiding out of public bathrooms.
Right.
People getting on tour. Can I get some FMT, man? I got some crypto, man.
This is why they need to regulate Bitcoin.
Yeah.
They either have
can't
to...
Can't be using it for this purchase.
Let's not give any ideas.
BTC for what is it? FMT. FMT for BTC.
Where's Monero?
Where's Monero?
Where's Monero? We finally have a practical application for Monero, and it's been taken over and turned into something else.
The state's already grabbed hold of it.
No, it's some people are, I think it's Dragon X now. Liberty Banker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh my gosh, it is so nice to be on the most highly rated talk
rated.
Show.
Yes. Rated. The number one most rated talk show on radio.
I love it. So seriously though, on a serious note, you know, as a past co-host of Free Talk Live, really sorry, you know, what's happened to Ian and Aria, and I wish them the best and can't wait till they get out, really.
Yeah, so. I wish I had an update for everybody, but I don't. And when we get one, well, we'll give it to you.
That's awesome. I'm glad he's, you know, got a bunch of people that are rooting for him in there while both of them are in there. So anyway, I was calling because I listened. I'm usually a podcast listener, and I listened to last Sunday's episode.
Yeah.
And Richie was saying that how he was looking for a really nice e-reader. And
yeah,
he has
please.
Tablet addiction, I think was the term you used. So I have a really good one that I'd like to recommend, and it's called the Remarkable 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen good things about that one. Yes.
It's got the number 2 in it.
It's got the number 2. Yeah.
It's got a real paper feel to it, and it's just a really nice e-reader, and it might be what you're looking for.
It might be. You're right. Like I've looked at it. I've looked at the accessories. The only reason I didn't pull the trigger on it is because of what you said. It's more of a note-taking app or more of a note-taking product. I'm like, well, I'm not going to use the note-taking features, but aside from that, it's a beautiful device. You're correct.
Can you explain to the Luddites what an e-reader is?
To read e-books. Like my iPad mini doesn't work anymore, so I'm relegated to just my phone at the moment.
Okay.
But I want to read more, and my phone is insufficient for reading
e-books. Oh, so it just
e-books.
Turns it into audio.
No.
You sit there and look at your screen for a long time reading a book. It hurts
right.
your eyes.
And so I wanted the e-ink. Yeah.
Steve, do you know what the Amazon Kindle is?
Yes.
It's that except a different brand and a different tech.
Okay.
So it's more for reading.
It's not a screen.
It is a screen.
Yeah. It is a screen. Okay.
Yeah. So but it's a different, it's not like a LCD screen with bright lights. It's just black
like
and white.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have color ones, but generally just black and white.
Just for reading. Oh, okay.
And again, I've got, you know, I got a ton of ebooks in various formats. And so I was like, I've been looking at a bunch of different ones and I was asking for recommendations.
Oh.
And I did come across this Remarkable 2. And I don't want to say it was at like the top of my list because it wasn't the dedicated e-reader, but it's a beautiful device.
It's a device that
even if you're not reading on it, or even if you're just reading on it and not taking notes, it's what you're looking for.
Okay. How's the weight on it? Because that was the other thing that I was looking at.
It's really light. I mean, I don't know the exact weight, but it's really light, like less than your iPad mini.
Is it breakable like an iPad would? Or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Don't drop it.
So do you have to have like a case for it to like...
They sell a case. It comes with a keyboard. Yeah, you can do some typing on, take notes.
I was thinking like, I know that you do show prep frequently, Richie Rich, so maybe, you know, the note-taking feature would come in handy for your show prep.
Maybe because it's not like my show prep is from an RSS reader.
That's true.
And so I don't know if do you know if the Remarkable 2 has other apps available that would take an RSS feed?
There is no internet access. That's the one thing is, you know, sort of the versatility of it is not there. But in terms of like uploading a PDF or some sort of ebook format, it'll take them.
Yeah.
Cool.
And that's the one problem with the Kindle is it doesn't take EPUB.
Yeah.
It takes like Amazon things, and so like, all right, well, if I have to convert it, I will, but whatever.
Yeah. I was going
to
come through.
So how do you get documents to this thing? Just over Wi-Fi?
There's like a, I mean, you
or plug it in your computer.
PC. There's a a program on your PC or an app on your phone that you could just like.
So it just shows up as a drive and you just drag stuff over.
Yeah. Remind me again during the break and I'll show you. We'll I'll show you it on the phone.
Libertarian Banker, you had something else to say about.
So I'll end with this. This is my number two story. Uh-huh. And this may be more for the listeners who haven't been listening a while, but there was a male co-host and a female co-host on Free Talk Live back in the day that fell in love. I won't say their names.
Say their names. Call them out.
Well, I mean,
give us a hint.
Well, Daryl.
Can I buy a vowel? Okay.
Really don't like say the other name then.
Okay, then we know you're talking about. Go ahead.
Don't please don't say the other name. We don't need to summon witches.
There was a debate on Free Talk Live between a Nazi and one of the co-hosts who is a transvestite.
Christopher Cantwell and Aria.
Versus tranny.
We'll say
and
those names.
This debate was highly, you know, controversial at the time, and that female co-host did not like what was happening and went out into the Free Talk Live parking lot and defecated on the Nazi's hood.
Did she actually do it? I thought it was a threat.
I'm just saying what I heard.
Ricky from the Commonwealth calling. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, good. Still alive.
Thank you there, Brother Captain. Brother Steve. Brother Richard, good evening. You make my heart go bumpity-bumpity-bumpity, no doubt.
Hey, now.
It's not Matchmaking Talk Live.
Well, you know, I just thought of something fascinating that never occurred to me. As I sit here, and I'm realizing this, I'm Generation X, and I have wrapped around me an X. That thought never occurred to me.
Okay. And that would be the
battle flag.
Yeah.
I never thought of it, you know?
The flag of Southern surrender.
The matter. Well,
wait, is the battle flag really an X or is it just like a T?
It's a cross. Yeah. No, it's not a T.
It's been a long cross in actuality.
It's from corner to corner.
Yeah. Okay.
It's bars and bars.
So it looks like an X.
It's hardcore, no doubt. You know, and, you know, most people like, and I generally have very few problems. But I will tell you this. It's really interesting. I thought about this. You know, I think something I wanted to add to this. See, really what the man fears, and I think Captain will agree with this, when it comes to Generation X, see, we are right now at the prime age taking power in the government at this point. Myself, they're going to be throwing my hat in the ring in the future.
So far, not agreeing.
You know?
Okay.
I think there's too many octogenarians in the government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, no, but Generation X is a whole different breed. Imagine if you got a bunch of Ricky from the Commonwealth or a certain ilk. You know, we're tired of it. I mean, hey, I want to blow the U.S. Constitution away.
Drop some names. Like who in the current Senate or House... Generation X that you're thinking is?
Well, no, I don't know about the federal government, but I'm saying local government.
Right.
That's where it's starting to happen.
I don't pay attention to that.
No, in local government.
Do you see that around
Rand
here?
Paul
in Keene?
Would be Rand Paul in
there? I'm curious to know like how many of the movers to New Hampshire for the larger freedom movement, Free State Project, all that kind of stuff. How many of them?
We're having
what percentage are Gen X?
Definitely.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, look at the age of people like Biden and Trump, and even younger than that. You know, they're on their way out. You know,
they're on their way back in for another 4 years. You know, like
but they may not even live that long. I hope they do. You know, I don't want to wish bad on anybody. You know, but I mean, they're old. You know, they're getting older. And it's a changing of the guard within the next 10 years. You're not even going to recognize.
It's keeping the guard the exact same as it has been for the last 10 years.
Well, I think it might be something a little different. Now, I will say when you get to the federal level, it's completely hopeless.
Well, that's what
I'm
talking about.
But I will say, like in New Hampshire here in Pennsylvania. Well, in New Hampshire or here in Pennsylvania, one thing you can do is you can, within your state or in my case, your Commonwealth, you can make a difference. And I think you guys have said that many a time. There's an old saying, the only way to change the system is from inside the system. You know, you can't change it from outside. People tried that. You know, and you got to just get some people to stand up like myself that can't be compromised.
There's people that have tried it from the inside, too, with equally dismal results. So
yeah, I mean, I've tried it from the inside, and it's coming from working for myself, being in my own business, and then being involved on a board of selectmen where you're dealing with, we have to have a blue ribbon commission to do this.
Was this here or in Connecticut?
This is in Connecticut.
Okay.
So if you want to, for instance, there was a contamination, a well was contaminated on a site. Okay. My solution is let's drill a new well.
Mm-hmm.
No, can't do that. We've got to go through a feasibility study. We have to go through sample testing. We've got like bids. Like, it's just nuts.
We have to dance like monkeys.
Yeah. And we have to, you know, bring this and they have to go to a vote. It's so backwards. Government is just so oppositive.
I think it was a Molyneux quote.
Okay.
I like to say it frequently because it hits home for me. Joining the government and trying to change it from the inside is akin to joining the mafia and trying to turn it into a charity organization. Let's go to Jet calling. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, you know how I like to talk about people are just people and humans are just humans and all that?
Nope, never heard of it.
And some are more human and people than others.
I'm just kidding.
Human some of them people. Are lizards.
People with extra people moisture, human. Humid people?
Yes, the one from Houston. I had to drop off for a second because I drank some kombucha, and my heart started to race. So I don't know what the deal is with that. I do drink some of that every day.
Was that a legitimate thing? Like, did you literally have, like, did your heart rate elevate after drinking some kombucha, or is that for comedic effect?
I don't know if it was already elevated before, and it's still not under 100, so I'm keeping an eye on it. Anyway, I want to get to those people that call themselves they are asses. This lack of weight loss, you know, from the kombucha thing and the apple cider vinegar, it could have been offset by the. But half a dozen cookies I eat every day? I'm not sure.
Yeah. While you're talking, I'm going to see if I can find the headline. Because I get it that you have to do other things in addition to.
Yeah.
But the kombucha aspect of it was specifically like, it will burn the fat with nothing else. So if you continually add fat.
I mean, please do, right, because you might have a problem. I'm a man of heft and I can use all the help I can get.
Okay. Well, then I will talk about the they are asses, normally referred to as the IR asses, but they don't know how to do that grammatically.
Agreed.
We are in the midst of the tax terrorism season, which is about to wrap up here in about a week and a day. And in line with this thing that people are just people and humans are just humans, the only real evil that stands in the way of personal freedoms and other types of liberty is this thing called taxation. If we didn't have that and people could, you know, make their personal exchanges as they needed to and eliminate some of these overseers, I mean, we could have a lot more liberty. But what I wanted to mention most of all, the worst part of this whole scenario is that these humans who are now within this evil organization,
mm-hmm.
both the collectors, the enforcers, you know, the rulemakers, all that stuff, they're not the same people as they were yesterday. In other words, a lot of them have, let's say, quit or been fired, or they retire, or they die. But that's the scary part. Someone else is already there, ready and willing to take their place, to come in and hold this, or continue the evil cycle.
Yeah.
That's the thing that most people don't realize, is that...
Let me also point out real quick that the Germans are still taking Nazis to trial mm-hmm. for their participation in the extermination of the Jews. Right. So like you don't get to run away from this just because you've gotten older in the future or retired or quit, right, or got fired. Like you were still a part of it.
Yeah. Or statute of limitations.
But there ought not be.
Right.
You know, in our liberty future.
Well, and Jet points out a very good point that there is a long line of tyrants waiting for their chance to take office.
Right. So you have to eliminate the current and then try the former.
Well, every so often I go into the Walmart and there's somebody there that's already set up. You know, they have their little booth where you can sit down and they'll help you get robbed, so to speak.
Right.
And
Liberty Tax Service.
Liberty.
Yes, you can drive down the street and there'll be this clown dressed in this Statue of Liberty.
Yeah,
suit.
And they're waving you in. Liberty, come on in.
Someone should hit him with some lightning.
Liberty Tax. If that's not a contradiction of terms, what is?
I wonder if you could name your tax agency like Mafia Tax or something like that, right? Just to compete with Liberty Tax, right? Just,
Mafia Tax.
Well, do your taxes or else.
I've angered people. A friend of mine, his wife works in some government capacity.
Yeah.
I made mention that, you know, just working for the government makes you an a-hole. And,
yeah.
Well, she doesn't like me now.
I mean, people...
But you still don't like her.
I liked her fine, but I mentioned this you know, because we get to talk about things, right? You know, you talk about stuff with your friends, and I'm talking about my approach, my non-aggression principle, I favor abolishment of government as an
abolitionist.
Yeah. I'm an abolitionist and all this kind of stuff. And so she started asking questions, and I started saying, well,
I don't answer questions.
No, I started saying, well, any government entity, I don't care how docile it seems, is immoral because it takes money from other people without their consent, and then it keeps a whole bunch of money for themselves, hands you a paycheck, and you are living off of stolen money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So but she's paying taxes on the money she makes.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a math problem that doesn't need to happen. But people bring it up to me, they go, so you don't like the police? I go, I don't even like public school teachers.
Right, yeah.
They're unionized. They're not the enforcement arm, but they're just as bad.
Like, I don't like the parks department.
Okay? Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm against the parks department, right? Not because I'm against parks. He must hate parks. Yeah. No, actually, I like parks, man. They're just fine. But parks exist in society. It can exist and do exist without government.
Yeah. Like the public employees paying taxes. Right. It's like them going to the cookie jar, taking like 15 cookies out of the jar, putting 5 back and saying like they're contributing to the cookie jar.
Right.
Like they're not. They're negative. They're net take 10, not net pot plus 5.
Yeah.
They took 15 and gave 5. You could just not take the 5 and they'd be just the same. Like
what
it's dumb.
What if you bring up that conversation with the government employee, what they would say?
No, because they want to be part of you, right? They want to be like the taxpaying American, right? That makes them equal.
Oh, okay.
Right, but they're not. They're not.
Because I'm paying your salary.
If anybody should be tax exempt, it should be government employees, because that's where the money comes from in the first place. Right. Their
buildings are tax exempt.
I'm trying to remember the exact phrasing and how it all went down, but I was at a party back in the Seattle area before I left, and one of the guys there was an aspiring attorney. He's in law school. He's almost done. I used one of the Mark Stevens arguments about like, well, why would you do that? Because your job is completely useless because he's going to go work for the government.
Yeah.
And he goes, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, government doesn't actually exist because, you know, in order for that to exist, you would need to have, I'm trying to remember the exact phrasing here. In order for the state requires you to give a duty of allegiance in exchange for a duty of protection.
Oh, the definition of being a citizenship.
Citizens, right.
Yeah.
So citizens don't actually exist because the government has repeatedly told us that they have no duty or responsibility to protect any of us at all. And so therefore, we don't have to provide a duty of allegiance to them. And thus, citizens don't actually exist.
It's a duty of allegiance in exchange for an obligation of protection.
Right.
Like that's the contract.
Right.
And the government, in their own documents, have said we have no obligation to protect.
Right.
And if they're not going to fulfill their end, you don't have to fulfill your end and give them a duty of allegiance.
And so you could tell, like, the guy was skeptical, but he's thinking about it. And I was, you know, a little bit later, he comes up and he's like, yeah, you did a pretty good job of convincing me about that a little while ago. I'm going to think about that some more. Like,
well, you turn one mind, right?
I mean, like, I checked the box on the form, but if people ask, like, so are you an American citizen? Like, well, they would say I am. Like, I know I'm not, but
right. I don't live in D.C.
That's the category that they would put me in.
Right.
So, whatever.
Yeah. A detained citizen, D.C.?
Detained citizens.
Washington, D.C.
It's not like on the form you can put, like, you know, that's what their label of me is.
Right.
I mean, I guess I could write it in.
Other.
Yeah.
Other. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's all very fun.
Yeah. It washes out the whole, you know, citizenship debate.
Yeah. Well, and there's so many of those things, too. It's like the contradiction of...
They're not citizens when they cross... Well, neither are you.
Yeah. Like, try to apply those things to, like, anything except humans, right? Like when a deer crosses the border between the U.S. and Canada, does it go through customs? Man, do you guys remember when there was only, like, one cell phone ringtone?
When
cell phones,
sure.
Like, were first coming up. Yeah. Like where I was, I'm trying to remember the name of the company. It wasn't T-Mobile. It was, I think they had a V. It wasn't Verizon. It was, anyway.
AT&T.
Yeah, somebody.
U.S. Cellular.
Somebody. I don't remember. But, like, I was in a group of people.
Sprint.
It was not Sprint. But at any rate, I was in a group
Nextel.
Of people. I was in a group of people. And
it's the walkie-talkie one.
Yeah.
Like, a phone rang.
And
everyone reached for their phone to look and see if it was them.
You know, we're kind of back at that stage.
How so?
There's a lot of people that don't change their default ringtone.
Yeah.
So if you have an Android device or an iPhone, right, you leave it.
I got the T-Mobile ring.
At one point in time, it was like, well, I've got a different ringtone for mom and a different ringtone for dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can put a song in there.
I got songs. I got my callback ringtone, so you hear music when you call me.
Right.
And it was like, this is too much. Remember, you get paid for ringtones? It's like, oh, 99 cents for a ringtone.
Yeah, you'd have to buy ringtones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
Microtransactions ahead of their time. And now it's like, I just, whatever the phone came with, man, I'm not changing
it. I keep mine on silent probably 99% of the time.
My phone also never rings.
And my texts are on silent,
I
too.
Turn all of the sounds are off. The only sound that my phone makes is my alarm.
Yep.
Hmm.
That one is on specifically because, like, happened to me a couple of days ago, too. Like, somehow the volume for the alarm got turned down.
That's another reason. That's another reason why I prefer the iPhone over Android, because I've had volume issues with older Android devices.
Really?
And I've never had a problem with my iPhone alarm going off.
I've had only Android since there was Android to have.
Yep.
And I've never had a problem with that specifically.
Okay. I've missed alarms on Android devices.
A couple days ago. Yeah. I miss alarms, but, like, I'm a heavy sleeper.
No, this is not because I slept through it. This is because it didn't go off. Or the volume, you know, magically went down.
Well, interestingly enough,
tied to it.
When it happened to me, like, there was a notification. It was like, missed alarm. Your alarm volume is at, like, four.
It'll tell
right?
you that.
Yeah,
right?
It told me that in the missed alarm notification. I was like, why is my volume at 4?
It's why? I didn't change
before.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally didn't change it. But.
Software update. And you're the only person I know who doesn't have a cover for their phone.
That's because when I put the cover on it, it doesn't fit in the pocket right.
All right.
Yeah, I wear the...
But he also never drops his phone either.
Okay.
That's not true. If you look in the bottom right-hand corner, you can see some crack in there.
We were doing a video at work. A couple of coworkers and my boss was going to take a pie in the face, so I had my phone set up on a tripod to video it.
Like Bill Gates coming around the corner?
No, the wind blew and it took a tumble. I'm like, a good thing I got it in the case.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, you know,
that's
bumped
a serious
the case
you got there.
Oh yeah,
that's
it's a serious phone, man.
Yeah,
I'm messing around.
Heavy. Are you gonna make a case out of everything?
to protect the device. I have broken cases on, you know, my other tablets and other phone, and like,
you really are violent.
It's not on purpose. I'm clumsy. I'm not violent.
He'll throw his phone at things.
Richie's out there. He's got like a box full of cell phones. Chuck them at cops.
Yeah, they're arranged.
Check
rooms,
this ringtone out.
I'd go berserk in a rage room.
You know? With phones?
Is that
with anything?
Is that like an escape room except for rage?
No, you just smash stuff.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Like, so, like at the fair, you can put, you know, $5 and you can hit the car and smash the car up.
It's a whole room.
Are you familiar with the escape rooms?
Yeah.
I've never done one, but like, so you get the idea. You find some clues and figure out how to get out, right? Instead of that, like, you can't get out until after you've smashed everything.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's no escape policy. You just smash it for however long you paid for. How long do you want to be in here? We'll just load it up with enough breakables.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I wonder how much that would cost. I'm thinking of business now.
I've always said, like, I don't want to get into construction. I want to get into demolition.
Destruction.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're going to pay me to break things? Yeah. Like, let's do this.
Right, yeah.
I'll bring a crane over.
Yeah. Give me the wrecking ball.
Yeah.
South Carolina fines $1.8 billion, but doesn't know where the money came from.
Wait, they found it?
Oh, okay. I thought I said fines, like issuing a fine.
No,
they found.
Yes.
Okay.
South Carolina has collected about $1.8 billion in a bank account over the past decade, and a state and private, both state and private accountants are still trying to figure out where the cash came from and where it was supposed to go.
It was an embezzlement scheme, and the guy died.
This is like Office Space, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we set up a program where it just rounds up
to the nearest penny.
To the nearest penny and puts it in a bank account.
Oh, I missed a decimal. I always do that.
Quote,
so stupid.
It's like going into your bank and the bank president tells you we have a lot of money in our vault, but we just don't know who it belongs to, said Republican Senator Larry Grooms, who is leading a Senate panel investigating the problem.
They can't trace it?
They can't just hire a guy. They have to lead a Senate panel investigating the problem.
There you go.
They have to put together a panel.
The Blue Ribbon Commission. Well, didn't you, you know, all the money that comes into the town, or what is it? Is it South Carolina, the state?
Yeah, state of South Carolina.
It all comes from the taxpayers. Just
redistribute it?
Yeah, just send it all back.
Take a page out of Jesse Ventura's book. Cut everybody a check.
Right.
Well, okay. Also, I'm sure that, like, when the last deposit was made, right, can you trace it to that bank account?
I don't know.
Right? Don't they have records of where money's coming to and fro?
You would think that because bankers and government are so in bed with each other that this kind of thing wouldn't happen.
I mean, if someone's just making recurring deposits, right, like Office Space.
Yeah.
But they know where it's coming from. It's going from here to there, and then you trace it back. Like, if we're going to say follow the money, right, you know where it is now, where was it prior, and then continue that, you know, investigative work.
Well, check the blockchain.
This is just the latest trouble with the state's books and the two agencies, typically led by elected officials that are in charge, making sure government accounts stay balanced.
Officials.
Government accounts balance. Sorry.
I mean, that's generally my problem with accounting, is that they must balance.
Yeah.
And I learned that earlier. This is where I lost the rails in college accounting. Where they go like, well, sometimes it's just not going to balance. And what do? You just create an account called like bad debt allowance, and you put it over here, and now it balances.
Now it balances.
Right. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do well in accounting.
That's probably what happened here. They were just like, where do we put this $1.8 billion?
Right, it's got a balance. You just put it over there.
Yeah, we've overtaxed the citizens. I mean, so put it over there.
Like, let's just say this is money laundering or embezzlement at the state level, right? Which is my opinion, right? Like, I think that that's what's going on here. Somebody screwed up.
Got caught.
And, well, kind of, right? Like, it hasn't gotten caught yet, but, like, they made the account
known. Found the stash.
They found the stash of money.
They dug up the treasure chest of stolen gold.
Right, yeah.
They don't know who it belonged to.
Yarr. Last year, the elected Republican Comptroller General, the state's top accountant, resigned.
Oh, there you go.
After his agency started double posting money in higher education accounts, leading to a $3.5 billion error that was all on paper. The problem started, what else is it going to be on?
A computer?
A
remarkable tablet.
Right. Yeah, there we go. The problem started as the state shifted computer systems in the 2010s.
Okay.
So they're just coming up to like 1999 level. No, it's 2010.
It's probably a Y2K problem right there.
The latest
issue. Still running Windows XP.
The latest issue appears to involve actual cash and elected Republican Treasurer Curtis Loftus, whose job is to write checks for the state.
What a job.
Investigative accountants are still trying to untangle the mess, but it appears that every time the state's books were out of whack, money was shifted from somewhere into an account that helped balance it out.
See? They're just making it up.
Cooking the books.
No, they're not cooking. This is how accounting's done.
Right. If it doesn't balance,
you got to find a way to balance it.
Right. And you then move stuff around. Move it over there. Yeah. We balance the budget.
politics really shouldn't come into play. People prefer their accountants not be crusaders, Groom said Tuesday, just after the Senate approved putting a constitutional amendment before voters to make the Comptroller General an appointed position. The proposal now goes to the House. Like, the last thing you want to do is make this person, this accountant, a politician.
I mean, it's like doing inventory at a retail place, right? You go like, well, we're supposed to have 6 pens. We've only got 5. What do we do? Well, you don't add a pen. You just change the 6 to a 5, right? Now we've got the right amount. It balances.
It balances. Where's that other pen gone?
It doesn't matter. It balances. The account balances. We created this account to make sure that we balance because that's what you do in accounting.
Right.
Whatever caused the bank account errors has not been rectified, and if there are records showing where the $1.8 billion came from, they have not been shared with state leaders. Quote, it does not inspire confidence, but the good news is no money was lost, unquote, said Republican Governor Henry McMaster. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
And the captain.
I have a question for our listeners out there, as well as the 3 wonderful hosts this evening.
Okay, yes, she's talking about us, Steve.
This week, should clarify, commemorates the 30-year anniversary of the genocide in Rwanda. Since 1994's genocide in Rwanda, we've seen numerous examples of genocide around this globe.
Uh-huh.
And earlier today, I was at a social gathering talking to people that I assumed were educated with various initials after their names, plural. Mm-hmm. And when I posed this question, they just sat there, gaped in wonder. And I got really pissed off, really, really angry that people could be so uninformed and, what's a good word, uncaring, if that's apathetic, maybe that's better.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ignorance and apathy.
Yes.
I don't know and I don't care.
I remember I was 16 years old. I heard the famous Holocaust survivor and Nobel laureate Elie Wiesel speak publicly, and he said, don't blame the Nazi Party. Don't blame democratic elections that got him into office. Blame apathy.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that. And now I am much older. I try to maintain being informed. And it really hit me earlier this evening thinking, boy, these people that I was trying to talk to didn't know a goddamn thing about what I was talking. So I said, how many examples should I give? Yeah. The world has learned nothing. And then I even included, and this is my own opinion, people are free to vehemently disagree with me. I also said, in my personal view, Netanyahu and the IDF are guilty of genocide against Palestinian civilians. And the look that was given to me, and then somebody called me a self-hating Jew, and I was really livid in my reaction. The nerve, somebody to call me that, and the nerve somebody not to simply say, I disagree with you.
So let me point something out real quick, Gigi, because you brought up the Rwandan one, right, and now the Gazan one.
Yes, sir.
While you've been on the phone, I just Googled, like, list of genocides, and there's a Wikipedia page devoted to it.
And there's tons of examples.
There's tons of examples.
Yes, sir.
So which ones am I supposed to, like, deeply care about?
Global society.
Well, I get it. But again, my question is, which ones am I supposed to deeply care about? All of them? Do I have that kind of time?
All equally significant? the fact that they're all enumerated as examples?
I would say no, they're not all equally significant. Most of them are insignificant to me personally.
Why?
Because I'm apathetic. Right? There's no way you can expect me, an individual, to care about all of these genocides. What am I supposed to do? What's my next step? Okay, the Gazans are being genocided by the Israelis. What am I supposed to do with that information?
I wouldn't say Israelis. I would say Netanyahu and the IDF, because there are thousands and thousands of Israelis demonstrating against it.
Okay, well, fine. Netanyahu and the IDF, right? What is my next step? What am I supposed to do with that information? How do I demonstrate that I care?
I can't answer that for you. That's an individual choice. If you choose to do anything or express yourself, I just feel that, I guess my own feeling, because I was a professor of international relations, these things are important and interesting to me. And as a girl that grew up learning about the Holocaust, learned, and I see, like in Rwanda, the technology of gas chambers and crematoriums were not present, machetes and machine guns. However, millions were killed in such a short period of time. So has the world really learned anything? Because, like you said, lots of examples, Bosnia, Sudan, Yemen, Gaza. I mean,
the Armenians.
We've learned anything.
No, we haven't.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.